my name is Nora Wells, and one way that I am finishing strong, or would love to finish strong, is bringing my family to Christ. And we have not had a strong faith in our family in previous years, but recently, about 2 years ago, I started going to church and have brought my entire family and all of my children to church. And I hope to get stronger every day and finish strong with my family and our faith in Christ.
How important is it for you to finish strong? You know, I think today, as I've observed people and read research studies, I'm starting to get the sense that the generation coming up maybe doesn't focus on this idea of finishing strong as much as just finishing the next minute. And I know that's a generalization, and I understand that every person is an individual, but I'm concerned today that many of us, no matter what age, are living in a culture, living in a time where we don't focus as much on how we're going to finish. We're just focused on what's going on in this moment. And we need to do both, because here's a reality. What you do in this moment is going to help you either finish strong, or finish whatever direction you're headed today. I'm Dr. Randy. We're going to talk about finishing strong today. I'd love to hear your comments on this. How important is it to finish strong? What's one thing that you're doing to help finish strong? What's your job? Maybe finish strong. Maybe your career. Maybe it has to do with living a life in your marriage until death us do part. What is it that you're doing to finish strong for God's glory and, frankly, for your benefit? Love to hear it on our storyline, 888-888-1717. The calls for the show today are already set. We'll be getting to those in just a moment, but I want you to come and share your story on our storyline for a future program. Again, 888-888-1717. Today, we hear much about the younger generation in workforce doing something called quiet quitting, which really implies just getting by, just doing enough. I think that God calls us to a higher standard in our marriage, in our family, in our relationships to finish strong. What do you think? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Come and join us. What's one thing that you're doing to finish strong? Again, our comment line is 888-888-1717.
My name is Luke, calling to share my testimony on how I'm intentional with Christ. I've only been a Christian 4 years. I came to know and trust Christ at the age of 24 years old. You know, every day I'm growing and seeking God, and I've said that every night when I come home, no matter how many hours I work, I will sit and read my Bible, even if it's one chapter from the Old Testament, one chapter from the New Testament. It's those convictions through the Word of God that has continued me to become a better man, to seek Christ and everything, and I've been intentional in my life since I've become a Christian. Before I was a Christian, I barely had a 2.0 average. You know, I was just terrible at, you know, at being intentional with school. And I dropped out of high school when I was 18 years old. When I became a Christian, I went back to high school, went to college. I graduated college with a 3.95 grade point average. And then God has blessed me with a good job. And so I'm working in the career field that I graduated in. And every day I go to work on time, and I'm just very intentional about sharing that gospel every day and getting up every morning and seeking Christ and how I'm to go about my day and just directing my word. And I look to bless those around me every day as much as possible, those guys that I work with that are non-believers, as well as encouraging other Christians. I've come to find out that the more I do and the more intentional I am in that, the more I have a heart for those people around me, and the more God's compassion and love will work through my life.
Good for you. Hey, listen, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. We all start races. We all start things. Come on, we all start something. And it's how we finish, right? Could be work, career, could be raising those kids. You want to finish strong, don't you? Maybe you're halfway through the process and you say, "Woo, I'm way off track." That's all right. Get back on track and stay focused. Like we got this one who said, "Hey, I want to finish strong in raising my 6 grandchildren." You've taken on all that responsibility. It's one day at a time, isn't it? That's why we talk about doing that next right one thing. A couple of things we on the intentionals for finishing strong. Number one, if you look back over your life and say, "Hey, I lived my life, and along the process, I really discovered and lived God's purpose for my life." What is the purpose of man? The Westminster Catechism talks about man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. That's a good place to start. I think another way to measure how strong you've been in finishing, that you left no unfinished business behind. You're not leaving a trail of, you know, damaged relationships and people and stuff behind you, picking up after yourself. We see that all through Scripture. Those that were strong and finished strong, they didn't leave an unfinished business behind. Now, you might have issues that you can't resolve, but that's different than just intentionally walking away from unfinished business. Number three on the list is that you loved people and used things. Our culture is not about serving, it's about self. And when we take the focus to say, hey, I choose to be intentional in doing that next right one thing, it makes a difference. To the phones, what is that one thing? Let's go. Gus is in Michigan. Gus, welcome to the program.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Dr. Randy. I think it's just to keep in mind, the future for retirement and staying the course. And it seems like the closer you get to retirement, the harder things come. Mm-hmm. But it's just keeping the carrot in front and knowing when you can afford to retire and staying, the course. And
What is your view, Gus, of retirement? I've always looked at that in terms of God doesn't want, we don't see retirement in the Bible. And I know that we need to transition because there's energy and levels and all that kind of thing. How do you view finishing when it comes to that last part of life? As far as use of your time and resources and things.
Right. Yeah, and it frees up, I think, not retirement from retirement from having to go to work and being free to, like, serve in church ministry or the soup kitchen, or being able to go to mission trips, or even just to go travel but I think God places you where you're supposed to be in your job, and you're you're not supposed to leave till He wants you to leave, and you can't let people get in your way of that.
Yeah, how old are you, Gus?
57.
All right. Well, you're in that stage where you're thinking about the future, and life is kind of in thirds. The first third is kind of the learning stage. You learn about life and relationships and your strengths and your weaknesses. The next third is our living stage. It's also our collecting stage. We collect a lot of junk. We collect a lot of stuff, relational issues, financial issues, a garage full of stuff, right? And then the last third is learning to really let go of things, not hang on quite so tightly. And I think you're right on saying, hey, one of the things is to get that breakthrough, not let the past or people in the present keep us from moving in the right direction for the future, which I think is right on. I agree with you.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Gus. Appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Stephen. Stephen, welcome to the program from Michigan. What's your one thing?
Prayer.
Is that something you do or something you'd like to be more engaged in?
It's something that my wife and I have really, really tapped into. About a year ago, our marriage was facing divorce. I was very easily the worst husband alive. If there was something wrong that I could have done in my marriage, I was guilty of it. And over the course of the last year, we found ourselves back in the church. I actually had been a pastor for 10 years previous before we were married. So it was one of those situations where I knew the word academically, but I had never gotten to a point where I had that deep father nurturing relationship with God, because I just wouldn't allow it. I was too afraid that he would abandon me. So over the course of the last year, my wife and I have really gotten into making Christ the centerpiece of everything it is that we do.
Difference has that made in your marriage?
Yeah, our marriage has just flourished and become something that neither one of us ever imagined that we could have in relationship to another human being.
And you see, prayer is a key. Also, making a decision. You were, saying, hey, this is one thing we're going to really focus on, letting God be the center of our lives and our marriage, and then praying together.
Yes. So, and most importantly, praying for ourselves in relation to our spouse. If we see something in our spouse that is either hurtful or harmful to us, then we ask how we can, you know, how we can come alongside God and love our spouse through that, rather than praying about our spouse.
Mm.
You know, and trying to instruct God to change the other person, we realize that, you know, our spouses are our greatest teachers, and they're the greatest assets that we have. So realizing that God can work through them in our lives to take us just that much deeper is just really been something that we're very intentional about every day.
That's great. Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate your call, Stephen.
No problem, Dr. Rennie.
All right. We're talking about that one thing, how to finish strong. What's that one thing that'd be a breakthrough in your life?
Hi, I'm just calling to let you know that I have been married for 4 years, and the reason why it's so successful is because Jesus is first. The word in our lives is first, and we live by his word, and that's why our relationship is lasting through ups and downs. And we've only been married 4 years, but we know that Jesus has to be first and everything else is secondary. And a lot of times the callers call, and for some reason, they're just, whatever it is they're going through, it all has to be with putting Jesus first and having faith in God. Thank you.
Wow, thank you for sharing that so gently and beautifully today. I appreciate it. You know, I was thinking about, we're talking about finishing strong, and I was doing some studying and reading and praying over the last couple of days about intentional living, about our ministry and about our message, and always trying to be clear in what God is trying to communicate through us. And I think he really revealed something to me. That doesn't often or always happen, but he reminded me, when we think about finishing strong, on this topic of living intentionally. So often we can think of intentional living as something out there, you know, something I'm going to see 5 years from now or 10 years from now. And of course, that's partly true. It certainly has a goal aspect to it. But you have to recognize that we can't be intentional in the past. You know, we're not there. And you and I can't be intentional in the future. Now, when we get there, we can be, but we're not there yet, if God tarries and we get there. But you and I, if we want to finish strong, need to be intentional in this moment, today. Which then got me thinking about how you and I tend to give too much power to our past. One of the reasons we wrestle so much with regret and worry and fear and anxiety is we're living in the past, or we're living too far in the future. And we're not giving enough emphasis or understanding or consideration to where we're going to be in the future. And then I thought, you know, the reality is we just don't give enough attention to the intentionality of this moment today. And so as we're thinking about finishing strong, can I encourage you to live this moment today, be intentional, do the next right one thing, heading in a specific direction that will honor God. That's the way you get to the point of being intentional and finishing strong in your life. Number two is to assess the threat's potential for harm in your life. Because you know, some threats, they have minimal effect on your life, but you know what? There are some small threats that we all have potential in our life that can grow into that polyp, into cancer, that can kill us. You know, the excerpt you just heard is from the lesson this month on threats and how there are certain threats not only we have nationally, universally in the world, but more importantly for you and me, right in our own lives. And it's an encouraging lesson biblically based on how to deal with the threats in our life. And of course, it's our way of saying thank you for your support. Thank you for standing with us as a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center, completely listener supported. And this is a very special month. It's a gathering month, a share month. And I want to thank those of you who have responded already in support for the Ministry of Intentional Living. And we're doing something very special this month for every person who will join us as a new member of the Intentional Living Center. In your support of $1 a day, $30 a month, we'd like to send you the most requested resource that we have ever. And that's the Intentional Word Chronological Bible. It's all 66 books of the Bible in chronological order as the events actually occurred, which is really a cool way of reading Scripture, as you get a chance to see the stories as they unfold. And during this season coming up, as we're thinking about Easter, Stephen was reminding me, you can see all the Gospels laid out, stories from Luke's perspective and from John and Matthew and Mark. And of course, you'll be reading it in chronological order. These events actually occur in the Gospels. In fact, all 66 books of the Bible. It's a way of saying thank you for your support. As you join us, you can find out all the information by going to our website at theintentionallife.com. Click on the donate button. Or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. Press number 2. That's 888-888-1717. Press number 2 and come and join us. We really appreciate your support. It's very important. Also, while you're at the website, for those of you anywhere near Michigan, coming up, our Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, just a little over a month away now. We'll be in Jackson, Michigan on Thursday night, April the 20th, and then in Mount Pleasant on April 21st for our Intentional Love Marriage Date Night events. And you can find out about those at our website as well at theintentionallife.com. And boy, we're looking forward to seeing so many of you at this special event for couples coming up in a little over a month.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy?
Thank you, Kurt. And we're live here today talking about finishing strong. And what's that one thing that would be kind of a breakthrough to help you move in that direction in being intentional? We're hearing your calls to our center. Adela has been waiting patiently in Arizona. Welcome to the program today.
Hi, Dr. Randy.
Hi there. What's your one thing right now, Adela?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to let me share a little bit today. Background a little bit, I've led a dark life, a lot of pain, spent most of my life doing drugs, and lost 2-3 children, a stillbirth, a abortion, gave a child up for adoption. There's just a lot of pain, which the drugs masked. And I walked in that direction for 55. But recently, I've been studying the Bible and going to church for the last 5 years and growing. Well, my little granddaughter found a new church that I decided to check out. And then she decided to be baptized again in this church because she's learned more about Jesus and how he loves her and wanted to commit her life to learning and growing in that direction. So I'm watching her be baptized in front of the church, and I felt a strong voice inside of my soul telling me, come, let me wash you clean of your guilt and pain. Let me take you into the light. Let me care for you. And so I went up in front of the church, and I jumped in the pool, and I was baptized again and have felt relief and freedom and a love surrounding me and a purpose calling me. And I'm intending to read the scriptures and study and make my life a testament to the Lord.
Mm. Well, good for you, Adela. And as you know, it's not that water that is magical. You know, that baptism in itself is not the magical formula, but it certainly is a representation, and it's a picture of God washing us clean of his love, his intentional love for us, to be that symbol and that picture, the fact that you had made a decision to say, Lord, I give you my life, and there's a picture of the cleansing. And you know, no matter what age, 55 or if you're 25, God will do that in your life. So Adela, let me ask you, you're staying in the Word, you're involved in a church. I'm assuming you're going to stay plugged into that church or another church?
Yeah, definitely.
That's good. Well, I'm glad that you're listening to the radio as well. Has the radio been encouragement to you?
Yeah, I listen to it in the car, but I think I'm going to try tuning it in the house a little bit more.
Well, I hope so, because this, believe it or not, the signal actually goes right through the walls into your radio, so it'll be in your house as well.
Yeah, this is kind of a new thing and another direction the Lord's taking me into.
Well, let me tell you, Adela, we're in the radio ministry, and I'll tell you why we do what we do 24 hours a day. I tell the staff this all the time. We're kind of like on demand. When you turn the radio, there it is. You're looking for some hope. You're looking for some help. You're looking for some equipping. You just turn the radio on. Boy, there it is, you know. And that's why we do what we do. I know that's true of Christian radio around the country. That's our commitment to be there for you. So we'll be on the journey with you of being intentional. Adela, thank you for sharing your story.
The way I live intentionally each day for my health is I apply the second commandment to my life. Love yourself as you love your neighbor. And if you're not taking care of your body, then you don't feel good about yourself. And how can you feel good about anybody else if you're not feeling good about who you are? I exercise 4 times a week. I have 4 children, and I feel much better today than I did when I was in my 20s. I eat pretty much what I want, but I cut out things like soda. I don't drink soda at all. I don't eat candy, and I try to avoid fast food at all costs, unless it's a special night, we'll do pizza or something like that. But that's about it. Thank you.
Good for you. You know, you were talking about that commandment, which really says to love others as you love yourself, right? And you think about it, as we do, the focus so often is on ourselves. And we understand that God's intention is that we, as we take care of ourselves, as we grow, that we say, hey, we got to reach out and help a hurting world. What a world we live in today with so many hurts. So thank you for telling us your story. And you know, your stories are always welcome and appreciated here at the Intentional Living Center, that we can hear them and pray with you and then share them back with our listeners. Here's how you can tell us your story. It's very simple. You can call us at our story line, 888-888-1717, anytime, day or night, or go online. We have a lot of activity on our Facebook and our website as well when you go to theintentionallife.com. And so we keep this discussion going because that's the whole purpose. We're here to help you, and you encourage us together on this journey. Why? Because we want to help you finish strong.
Coming soon, the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night with Dr. Randy Carlson.
Coming to an event like this can just reset your marriage.
A lot of laughs. He is so funny.
There's so much wisdom to be learned and gained with intentional living, and that's what it is. It's choosing that intentional love when you don't feel like it.
Don't miss the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, 7 p.m. Thursday, April 20th at Jack's Naz Church in Jackson, and Friday, April 21st at Community Church Mount Pleasant. Get your tickets today at theintentionallife.com.
And I hope you do so. Do it quickly. We want to meet you there and see you. We've got all of our resources coming, and we're just going to have a fun night. I've just set aside a couple hours or so. We're going to have some fun, tell some stories, laugh. But mostly, before you leave, the challenge will be for your marriage, to encourage you in your marriage. You'll be strengthened in your marriage. Invest in your marriage. One of the most important things you can do as a parent or grandparent is to invest into your family. And you can do that by investing into your marriage and making your marriage work for God's glory. It's a way that we get a chance to meet you all on the road. You just heard we're going to be in Jackson, Michigan. That's April 20th, Thursday night at the Jackson Nazarene Church. And then Friday night in Mount Pleasant, the community church with their Mount Pleasant campus, which, by the way, the Friday night's almost sold out, getting close. And so probably in the next few days, that'll be sold out. So if you've been waiting, I hope you get your tickets. Bring some friends with you. Make it a mission outreach. Make it an opportunity to get to know some other people and come and celebrate your marriage. So all you have to do to get those tickets today is go to theintentionallife.com. That's our website. Hit the events, or you'll find the information there on the homepage as well for the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night. Again, go to theintentionallife.com, and all the information is there for you for the upcoming Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, where we're going to have fun together, and we're going to learn to be intentional in our marriage. I hope you'll come. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Please don't miss it.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name's Roger. I'm a truck driver. I've been listening to FLR and Intentional Living. It's been quite a while. remember the first song I heard on that station that I really liked was Slow Fade by Casting Crowns. I appreciate very much what you guys do. You're such an encouragement to tune into your programs and your music, your intentional living. I wish when I was younger and had my wife and family at home, I would have heard you guys on a regular basis. It might have gone a little better. It breaks my heart to see so many people struggling in their lives, and I was like that once. I used to struggle in my life, but ever since I got right with the Lord and started studying the Bible and going to church, it's just all beautiful now. And I just want to encourage other people to continue doing no matter whatever you're going through, because not everybody gets up every day to a bowl of roses, you know. We all have all kinds of things going on in our lives, but when you center and focus everything around the Lord and you learn to have a relationship with the Lord, very little can shake you, because He's always there, and Family Life Radio is always there too, because I get so much encouragement myself from listening to music and programs that are talking about the Bible and talking about Jesus, because that's the center focus of my whole life nowadays.
Hey, thank you, Roger. Appreciate your testimony and your story. And I think as I was listening to you share that, it reminded me, as we're talking about finishing strong today, that earlier in the show I was talking about we can't be intentional in the past. And I think many of us get so stuck in the past. And we talk about wanting to finish strong in our lives. You want to have a better life. It begins today. I mean, truly, I'm talking about a better life in Christ. If you're struggling financially, it begins today to make a change. If you're not getting along in your marriage like you'd like to, it begins today. Being intentional, this moment. If you're struggling with your health and you know there's some things you could do, some things a doctor's told you to do that you're not doing to improve, it begins today. It's a decision that we make. And so our encouragement here in intentional living, if you want to finish strong, you got to take the next right step or the next step in the right direction to be intentional. And Roger did that. I mean, listen to what he talked about. He mentioned about coming to Christ and getting plugged into a church and getting plugged into a daily reading of Scripture. And he changed his activities and his priorities. And when he did, it changed his life. It's not, as I often say, rocket science. It's just doing the next right one thing, trusting God and being intentional, living in the moment with a destination in mind. Hey, we've got to run today. We'd love to hear your story. If you have a story to share with us, call us at 888-888-1717 on our story line. And so from Stephen and Rob and the rest of the Intentional Living family, thanks for joining us today. Be safe and be intentional.